Chris, a great win in the cup today against Loch Lane. Your overall assessment to start with on today's performance?
I thought what we did, obviously in terms of scoring tries and what we did in good ball was very pleasing. We showed a lot of good push through, which created a lot of the tries, supporting the ball carrier, and that was probably the most impressive aspect of our offence today. It was also important to reduce the number of mistakes that we've been making in terms of our errors, and we reduced that dramatically from where we were last week.
It was a real disappointing performance last week. What was the kind of message in training this week, looking ahead to a team, again playing against an amateur side? Is it a different mindset, or is it just, you know, we've got to treat them with respect and really improve from what was a bit disappointing performance last week?
Do you know, in terms of who we're playing, it doesn't change in terms of the professionalism of the approach, and Loch Lane were treated exactly the same as if it would be, you know, as if it was Lee or Bradford or anybody else out of our league, and all the exact detail of preparation that Rich does went into this week as well. So you hear coaches talk about it, it's about the performance, and it is, and we prepared as well as we possibly could for today. So not a lot changed in that respect. We knew we had to be a lot better than last week. It was a massively disappointing performance for everybody, and I think hopefully we've put a few things right today, but the real test will be whether we can bring that into the Dewsbury game next week.
In terms of that Dewsbury game, what is the main aspect we wanted to take into it? 14 tries today, looking good going forward, and a couple of players coming back. What did you make of the impact that Ben Johnson and Gareth Potts had coming back into the team after being out for quite a while?
There were a few lads who came back in and took their opportunity today. Yeah, Ben Johnson, Gareth Potts. Obviously, Ed Barber, who took the man of the match today, was really good in terms of the lines that he was running up near their try line, and did a great deal today in terms of support play. Connor Robinson too came back in, as did Ryan Maneely. And I think all of those players have a realistic chance of being selected for next week.
Cup draw on Thursday. Anybody in particular that we'd like to face, or is it a case of in the last 16 now, which is a good achievement for the club? Is there anyone that you'd like to face or go up against?
Yeah, I think we were just mentioning it a little bit there. I think that obviously with the obvious connections that we've got with Warrington, with quite a lot of us from the staff having coached at Warrington, it would be... That'd be a nice one. To have any Super League team here would be great. But I think the Warrington connection would make it a nice one for us.